CISA are the local hero people. And Phil Corman, you're the head of CISA. And we've talked a lot in these segments about local hero farms that have passed the farm down generation to generation. But you've brought with you today local hero restaurateurs who have relied on those local hero farms and have passed that restaurant down generation to generation.
And in fact, Paul and Elizabeth's restaurant has been an anchor in the restaurant scene in downtown Northampton for over 30 years.
Is that all right with you to say out loud, Paul? Or
I can't believe it's been 30 years. I can believe it when I watch Nate work and he's getting as old as I am. So
Paul is the Paul from Paul and Elizabeth, Paul Sustick, and Nate, you're Paul's son, and you're taking over the family business. First, Paul, you've seen a lot of changes, I'm assuming, in downtown Northampton over the last 30 years. What was the Northampton scene like 30 years ago when Paul and Elizabeth opened? And were you in Thorns then, too?
Yeah. Bottom line is that Northampton, you didn't need a garage and you didn't need to worry about parking. And there was four or five restaurants, which sort of we would walk by each other every night to see who had the four or five customers. That was in the late 70s, and it's grown. Northampton's a great town.
What's interesting about your menu is that there is a focus on local and locally sourced products. There's also a lot of vegetarian options. Was that sort of menu flying 30 years ago? Was that something people were interested in, or was it really just like a meat and potatoes kind of town then?
A little of each. The Valley's always been progressive. You know, people just accepted our menu. Thatcher Foods has continually just grown little by little by little since then. Now it's sort of flourishing.
And you guys were sort of forerunners in that 30 years ago, Paul from Paul and Elizabeth's and Phil Corman from CISA. Phil, the restaurant scene we've mentioned a bunch of times in this valley is hugely important for supporting local agriculture. And there's always a figure that always scares me about how much, you know, money-wise is spent on the local farms from the restaurants.
So there's 47 local hero restaurants in the three counties. These are restaurants that have made a firm commitment to buy local. And those 47 restaurants source $1.5 million worth of locally grown farm products. And so I know that Paul and Nate have been doing this a lot and, you know, have relationships that go back that long ago to a few farmers here in the Valley. And now you guys are even at the Saturday winter market in Thorns Marketplace.
Yeah, I saw they were serving up soup at the Saturday market a couple weekends ago. Paul from Paul and Elizabeth and Nate, who is now the second generation of Paul and Elizabeth. So it's a 30-year-old restaurant in downtown Northampton. Nate, you are starting to take over the business. What are you locally sourcing now? What sort of products?
It's becoming a little simpler to get produce in the winter. Winter Moon Farm, we've been getting a lot of root vegetables. So the carrots in this dish right here.
This incredible Thai dish, I should say.
What is this one?
This is a Thai-style seitan.
I love seitan. I love seitan.
Udon noodles. The dressing for the salad, we use miso from South River Miso. Banana cream pie, we use the maple syrup from a local farm. The winter's a little tougher, but you use what you can get.
Nate Sustick from Paul and Elizabeth with his dad, Paul, who is the Paul of Paul and Elizabeth. You probably sort of grew up in the restaurant.
I've kind of went away. I traveled and came back and got a little formal training with Paul and Elizabeth's actual teacher who taught them in the early 70s. His name is Hiroshi. He's a Japanese chef.
Wow. So is this a whole food movement comes from, is it a Japanese tradition or does he just happen to be a Japanese person?
Well, our impulse came out of macrobiotic cooking in the late 60s. But Hiroshi was brought over from Japan to teach natural foods cooking, and he never wanted to label it as macrobiotic or label it as anything except for good cooking. We worked with him in Boston for 6 years, and that's how we got our training. Then the next generation came by, and
you needed to send him to the master. Now, Nate, who is the son of Paul from Paul and Elizabeth in Northampton, a restaurant that has been supporting local agriculture and as a local hero for the last 30 years, you grew up in the restaurant. You're taking control. You're working in the restaurant now. You're cooking in the restaurant. When I eat my mother's cooking, it gives me this really, you know, strong sense of home and family and that sort of thing. But now you're doing the actual cooking, taking over from your family. Are there specific menu items that when you're cooking them and preparing them and then even eating them that you remember when you were 6 years old?
Yeah. Some of the desserts like the granola we make for our pear crunch. I remember going in when I was little and getting to eat that. Rolls are definitely one of them because we make probably like 150 rolls a day. So I always remembered seeing them all kind of getting piled up, taken out of the oven.
Right. And the smell of the rolls, I'm sure. Nate Sustick and Paul Sustick from Paul and Elizabeth's and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. I'm going to go and eat the salad and the seitan.
I love seitan.
And these two pieces of pie along with some rolls while you check out what other local heroes there are in the valley at buylocalfood.org.